Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Sejal Glass Limited Q2 and H1 FY26 results conference call. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ganesh. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. On behalf of Kirin Advisors, I welcome you all to the conference call of Sejal Glass Limited. From the management team, we have Mr. Amrut Gada, promoter of the company, and Mr. Chandresh Rambhia, CFO. Now, I hand over the call to Mr. Amrut Gada for the opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining us for the Sejal Glass Limited earnings call. We appreciate your continued interest and support. It is a pleasure to share our performance for the second quarter and first half of FY26, along with the progress we are making across our domestic and international businesses. Sejal Glass has been committed to delivering high-quality architectural glass solutions for more than two decades. Today, we are one of India's leading manufacturers of toughened, laminated, insulated, and decorative glass, with a strong presence in both domestic and global markets. Over the years, we have earned a reputation for superior quality, customer-centric, and continuous innovation, which has enabled us to build a resilient and scalable business. Let me begin with our financial performance. Q2 FY26 has been a very strong quarter for us. Total revenue for the quarter stood at 105.04 crore, growing by 69.75% year-on-year. EBITDA for Q2 was 17.89 crore, a growth of 106.34% year-on-year, and EBITDA margin improved to 17.03%, a rise of 302 basis points. Net profit for the quarter came in at 8.12 crore and 231.43, that is, 231.43% year-on-year, with the net profit margin expanding to 7.73%. Earnings per share for the quarter stood at 7.95. For the first half of FY26, our performance remained strong. Total revenue for first half FY26 was rupees 182.81 crore, an increase of 59.03% year-on-year. EBITDA for the period stood to rupees 30.38 crores, up by 89.40% year-on-year, with EBITDA margin increasing to 16.62%. Net profit for H1 was 12.53 crore, a growth of 226.30% year-on-year, and net profit margin improved to 6.86%. EPS for the half year stood to 12.28. These results reflect the momentum in our value-added product, the strong contributions from our international operations, and steady pickup in the domestic architectural glass market. Over revenue mix of H1 FY26 stood at 72% international and 28% domestic. Our international business continues to show strong transactions as demand for insulated, laminated, and high-performance glass remains robust across the GCC and other export markets. The UAE unit continued to scale well, and our new facade panel manufacturing division is gaining momentum. Capacity utilization is improving across insulated, laminated, and toughened lines, both in India and UAE. In India, the environment remains favorable with healthy real estate activity and infrastructure-led growth, supporting demand for premium architectural glass. We are seeing a clear shift in presence towards insulated, laminated, specialized glass categories, driven by improved safety norms, energy efficiency requirement, and increasing focus on high-performance building materials. These trends play to our strengths and create a strong opportunity for our value-added products. During the current financial year, we completed the acquisitions of GlassTech, which has a manufacturing unit in Taloja and Erode. With these acquisitions, we now have a 3 manufacturing unit in India, located at Silvassa, Taloja in Maharashtra, and Erode in Coimbatore, near to Coimbatore, this is in Tamil Nadu, significantly enhancing our domestic capacity and expanding our product range to include digital printed glass. We have also increased our focus on insulated and laminated glass across India and UAE. These initiatives are strengthening our product mix and improving our margin profiles. We also executed an imported technology license and supply agreement with Polymer Technology SRO from Spain. Under this agreement, Sejal Glass has received a perpetual, exclusive and royalty-free license to use polymer gel-based technology for the development and manufacturing of fire-rated glass in India and the UAE. This allows us to introduce a globally competitive fire-rated product line under our own brand and also give us the right to sell and distribute this product anywhere in the world. This strategic partnership positions us strongly in a high-growth category with significant future potential. During the quarter, the board has also approved a preferential issue up to 94.35 crore, compromising equity shares and convertible warrants. This capital raise will support our expansion plans, technology upgrades and working capital needs as well as we continue to scale both in India and overseas. Looking ahead, we remain very confident about the demand environment, rising adoptions of facade system, the shift towards energy efficient building and feminization of both in India and GCC region are strong multi-year themes. With expanding capacities, a strengthened value added portfolio and improving utilization levels, we believe Sejal Glass is well positioned to capture these opportunities and deliver sustainable long-term growth. On behalf of the entire management team, I would like to thank all our stakeholders, customers, partners and employees for their continued support. We remain committed to operational excellence, disciplined executions and creating long-term value. Thank you. Now we open for the questions from your side. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Mr. Vivek Patel from Ficom Family Office. Please go ahead.
Very good afternoon. Am I audible?
Yeah.
Hello, and thanks a lot for the opportunity, sir. And please pardon my questions as I'm very new to the company. Firstly, could you please expand on the competitive landscape and trends in the architectural glass industry, both in India and in the UAE?
Can you repeat your question?
I'm asking, could you please expand on the competitive landscape and trends in the architectural glass industry, both in India and in the UAE?
I didn't get your question. What you want to ask?
Am I clearly audible now, sir?
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Firstly, I wanted to understand what is the competitive landscape and trends in the architectural glass industry in India and in the UAE.
Okay. This competitive mapping, see, we are in India, we have competitions from the organized player like MNC, Asahi, Saint-Gobain, and some of the Indian organized player and semi-organized player. And also in some toughened glass product, we are also facing the competition from the unorganized player also. And in UAE, the competitor are quite organized. So UAE, mostly our market share is around 10%. And there is a number of companies who are sizable big. And there is also a little bit of import from China. But at the same time, we have a, you know, open market for the USA and European market and African market.
Yeah. Hello. Thank you for that answer, sir. Just wanted to also understand what is the current ROE, ROC for this business and asset turnover ratio for the CAPEX that you undertake, and the EBITDA margin range, if you can, for the business going ahead.
Hand over you to the our CFO, Mr. Chandresh Rambia, who will give you the brief on this.
Yeah. So as we discussed, that EBITDA margin at present, we are around at 16% on a consolidated basis. This half year, we had crossed 16.62% EBITDA margin. And asset turnover ratio as such in India, it is more than 2 times of our investments. In UAE also, the compared to our investment, it is around 3 times.
You're talking about fixed asset turnover, is it correct?
Correct, correct.
Okay, and should we expect the asset turns and the margins same going ahead, or is there what's the scope of improvement in these metrics?
EBITDA, we are continuously working to improve our EBITDA. So if you see that quarter on quarter, there is a improvement in our EBITDA percentage. Definitely by year end, we are expecting more than 18% of EBITDA from on a consolidated basis.
And what about the ROEs and ROCs, sir?
ROE, ROC, if we can see that way, it is nearly 9% ROC.
Okay. And they'll improve, as in when the EBITDA margins improve and the capacity.
As the EBITDA will improve, it will definitely improve.
Okay, understood. And nextly, in the previous call, it was mentioned that the FY26 expected revenue is 400 crores as of.
Correct.
H1, we have already reached about 182, 181 crores. Just wanted to understand what are the key risks of not being able to achieve the said revenue guidance over the next 6 months, potential risks of not achieving the guidance.
So we are confident of achieving this, the guidelines what we had given for the 25-26 as a whole year of 400 crore plus. Of now we are on the same target.
Mm-hmm. Not downgrading.
Only the risk factors, force majeure or something which comes, or in a, or an overall the raw material crisis if in the glass industry comes.
Mm.
Otherwise, as such, there is no risk.
Okay, understood. And lastly, what you just mentioned in your remarks as well. About the agreement signed with Saint Gobain. If you could, you know, elaborate a bit on that, what was the rationale for signing that deal? About, you know, having a single vendor for a key raw material. Just wanted to, if you could expand on that Saint Gobain deal.
So just a minute, I will hand over to Amrut, sir.
Yeah.
We have signed, exclusive material supply agreement for on the trial basis for the 1 year with the Saint Gobain. The reason behind this, first, the Saint Gobain is the largest glass manufacturer.
I'm sorry, sir. You are not audible.
Hello. Now?
Yes, sir. Better.
Yeah. So the reason for, you know, signing the agreement is, first of all, the Saint Gobain is the largest manufacturer of the float glass in India. They control about 45% of the market share in India, and they have a multi-locations float glass manufacturing facility for the clear, tinted and reflective. One is in Chennai, one is in Jhagadia, Gujarat, and one is in the Rajasthan. So the accessibility and the continuous supply of the material is very necessary for the us, because our 50% material is a glass. Number one, so we feel the Saint Gobain has a good and quality glass. Number one, 3 locations of the manufacturing, and number 3, multiple sizes for our better yield on the wastage is available with the Saint Gobain. And the Jhagadia plant in Gujarat is nearby to our Selvasa unit. The Chennai plant, their Chennai operation is near to our Coimbatore Erode unit. And the same Taloja unit, the Jhagadia and Rajasthan is nearby. So, you know, one, our focus area to run the factory with the minimum inventory of the glass. that suffice, number one. Number two, there is no disturbance in the supply because we are in the tailor-made market, so every day we need a glass. So the continuous supply, two. Number three, quality parameter. And number four, being a Saint-Gobain, one of the largest player in architectural glass, this coated glass, their market network, their access to the, you know, facade consultant, architect, developer, that also will also help us in, you know, marketing our product, and directly, indirectly, will help us to enhance our sales also.
Understood, sir. Thanks a lot for elaborate answer.
Support from them on the quality enhancement, technology, everything.
Understood, sir. Thanks a lot for your time and all the very best, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mr. Sriram Ramdas from Green Portfolio AIF. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hi, sir. Just a couple of things. You signed, it's not an acquisition, it's a business transfer agreement, right, with GlassTech? Can you hear me?
Oh, hello?
Yeah.
Now tell me.
So I'm saying this GlassTech was a business transfer agreement. How is the revenues right now out of 400 crores? What percentage or what revenue will come from GlassTech?
Yeah, I will tell you, we have acquired in a manner one, the Taloja unit we have acquired in the May.
Okay.
We have acquired a zeroed unit. Last quarter, both the turnover was around 9 crore, 11 crore, sorry. Put together, it was a 11 crore turnover for the quarter end. And being they were in distress, no? So lot of internal changes we are doing in process, management process, then re-engineering of the technology, and again assessing the customer. But our target is, you know, around 200 crore per year with both the unit.
Okay, so around, they're doing like a yearly run rate of 36 crores and you're planning to take it up to 200 crores. So will you have to spend more money, like out of the 94 crores that you've raised, would you need to put some amount for upgrading the machinery and basically invest in this facility?
So we will have a certain amount will go in re-engineering, certain amount will go as a margin of the working capital. Maybe little bit we will spend on IT and you know, people development.
Okay, no, 94 crores, what are you going to do with 94 crores?
94 crore all we have a certain already we have the detail, I think. If we will brief.
So we have targeted 94 crore utilization by way of working capital margins for some repayment of some of the unsecured loans and some investment in our subsidiary for working over there also.
Okay.
Our subsidiary as an investment and some of the machines as for erode unit will require a couple of machines to be added.
Understood. And in UAE, the real estate sector is overall slowing down now. So what happens is usually there's a rise in trade receivables. People don't pay on time because it's all post-dated checks. So are you finding any trouble over that side?
First of all, no, that your first statement that UAE real estate is going down, I think UAE real estate is not going down, but there is a growth which we are seeing in our business by way of inquiry, by way of signing a new project. So there is a one part, and I will just give you a little bit of brief about this UAE market. Previously, before 1 year and 1.5 year, only there was a booming in the real estate in Dubai, but now there is a, you know, Abu Dhabi market is also growing. Special Khema, because of this merger and casino city, there is a growth. Umm Al Quwain also growing, like there, I think there is a one project coming like Palm Villa, bigger projects. So Ajman is also growing and Sharjah is also in a growth path. So all, you know, six UAE states are in a growth path like Dubai. So yet we have not feel like there is a slowdown of the market. There is one part. Secondly, we have started now, you know, Europe market and Africa market also. So gradually we are, you know, diverting our portfolio, not depending on the 100% on the UAE market. So I think within a 1 year or 1.5 year, there will be 30% African market sale to us also. And little bit of 5% on the Europe market also. So we have started already expanding in different region to divide the risk of the single market, micro market. And on the PDC or all these collections, from last, in last quarter, we have never, you know, felt of, you know, any holding of the check, or we are now, our target of the collection monthly, we are reaching about 90-95%. So there is no deviation on that.
Okay. Okay, very good. So last question, this value-added glass.
Yeah, yeah. We have also increased the LC business in UAE.
So, sorry, you were saying?
No, no. Now we have started increasing the, taking the LC. So now our about 25% business is on the LC in UAE.
Oh, perfect, perfect. Good, good. And this value-added glass, you are working with the defense department in UAE for the bulletproof vehicle glass and even the fire-resistant glasses. Any update on those high value-added segments?
See, there is a, three things which we were working. One was we were working on the railway, the Vande Bharat and other railways in India. So we have started little bit now, our samples and everything in, approved. So Vande Bharat now we have started, and other railway also we have started little, and it will increase month on month. Second, bulletproof. On the bulletproof, for the testing, yet our UAE and Netherlands test has not come, but testing done in India for the BR2, which is done. Now we start, you know, marketing in India, and the same product last month, there was a, this month beginning, there was an exhibition in India called ESTE. So we have introduced the product there, bulletproof. So India, we have started marketing. But UAE and other part of the world will start, I think, more one quarter. And related to this fire product, now we have started the, now we have signed the agreement with the Spain company. And the within month or 2 months, everything will be, the technology and the equipment will start coming, this polymer technology. So fire product also, I think within a 1 quarter will start in the market.
Okay, great update. Good job. Thank you so much.
Product,
thank you so much.
Digital printing ceramic coated glass, which technology put in the glass tech that we have started selling in the market now.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much, sir. Great man.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Mr. Rohit from Vijit Global Securities Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you so much for the opportunity. I would first like to congratulate the management on delivering such a strong performance in FY26. My question is on the domestic margin side. I understand that we have recently incorporated glass tech numbers also. Hence, the standalone margins are looking on the lower side. If you could give an outlook on what kind of domestic margins are we planning to take as we scale glass tech units going forward?
First of all, for the Q2, there is a very little, you know, turnover for the glass tech. There is around 11 crores, to, including both the unit is a turnover. There actually, yeah, 50 crore. So we are performing at 20% with the capacity, being a new capacity. So all changes, required changes is in process. So I think, you know, quarter on quarter, there will be improvement. maybe, you know, from quarter four, we'll have a, you know, a positive break even and we'll start making a little bit of profit. So because of this, there is a marginal difference in Q2. And GlassTech we have acquired, it was a distressed asset. So whole process of, you know, making the change from people mindset to the technology, reaching to all the customer, it's a process.
Understood. And also on the agreement with Fane Gobain, the company has mentioned that Fazel will benefit from improved production efficiency and technical as well as marketing capabilities. So just wanted to understand if this agreement will also help the company in enhancing the margins going forward. Would you like to share any comment on that?
Yeah. I will tell you, it's directly or indirectly, when the capacity is getting, you know, increased and improved capacity utilization, always our fixed cost divides. There is a definitely, there will be an improvement on the EBITDA.
Understood. Thank you so much, sir.
And also, you know, if we are getting a good yield for the raw material, that is also 1 or 2%, there will be improvement. For the EBITDA, we are working on all the material cost, sales price, power cost, then if you think the people, production capacity versus actual capacity. For every parameter, you know, month on month we are working, and there is a target given to the whole production team on the efficiency utilization.
Okay, thank you. The next question is from the line of Mr. Subhanu from Three Head Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. May I audible?
Yes.
Hello, sir. First of all, I am very new in this company. Can you tell me a bit more about business, how this industry works, how the contract, how the order book works? And how the growth of this industry, can you tell me a bit more about it?
In 2 minutes or 5 minutes, I cannot, you can, you know,
okay.
Tell us, and or you go to our website, there is a process is written down, or you can take the time from technical.
Okay, sir. Okay, no problem. Sir, please, may I request, sir, can you start giving PPT from next quarter or what?
Yes.
Like what? Because hello, am I audible?
Yeah, will give.
Hello.
क्या बोलिए?
Sir, मैं बोल रहा हूँ कि sir next quarter से आप PPT देना शुरू कर दिया गया?
हाँ जी कर देंगे हम. Note कर रहे हैं, कर देंगे PPT देना.
ठीक है. मेरा request. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Mr. Karthik Bhatt, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I hope I'm audible. Yeah. Congratulations on a good set of numbers. So you spoke about fire-rated products. So if you can throw some color on what is the market size like in India and in Middle East, how big is it?
I think it is around more than 500 crores market, fire market. So we are now started survey, but mostly it's a 500 crores market and it is increasing.
Okay. And UAE?
More than 2,000.
Okay, sure. If you can just help me with the current capacity utilization in GlassTech and in the UAE plant as well as our plant.
Silva, sir.
Yeah.
So what capacity?
Yeah. Utilization?
Yeah, hello. Capacity utilization for UAE is around 90%. For our IG glass, which is product, and then the laminate is around 47% utilization for quarter two.
Okay.
Yeah, roughly, the Silvassa, which is established, around 88% in laminate and around 30% in our IG glass. So overall tempering capacity okay. utilization is around 65%.
Okay, okay.
Since
the low any outlook for... Sir, any outlook that you would like to share for next year, next FY27, considering that you know, we are focusing on bulletproof glass as well, and then the other two also that you mentioned. I mean, what kind of growth are we targeting?
Yeah, so FY27, as of now, we are not giving any guidance. All these products are in place, and in the fourth quarter, we will be able to.
Okay, so and you spoke about drop in raw material prices also, I think, in the previous call. How is it trending of late? Any challenges we are seeing on that front? And
as of now, the prices are more or less stable for the glass prices.
Okay. And what is the extent of pass-through here? I mean, if it is, let's say, if it is more than 10% for some reason, is some bit absorbed by us or it is pass-through like?
Generally, the glass cost, if there is a change, it pass on to the end user, but not 100%. So roughly, we can say 70% we can price.
Okay. Sir, while majority of our sales is B2B, but do we track end user industry applications, saying in which sectors are our products mostly being used? Is it commercial real estate or education institutions or maybe financial institutions or whatever. And so which sectors do we have a decent penetration currently and which sectors do we feel there is scope for penetrating further? Do we plan that or?
So as of now in India, maximum is commercial and residential use. So both together, I mean. Hello?
Okay. So there is... a lot of scope for penetration in the other sectors, say education institutions or financial institutions and so on.
Yes, definitely. Educational or financial institutions or even hospitals.
Okay. And from the fundraise, are we plan any plans for a debt reduction in H2?
Yeah, so we had planned some unsecured promoter funding or unsecured loans. Can be paid off from this funding.
Okay, you don't want to commit a number as of now?
No, actually not as of now. So we are still working on that.
Yeah, okay, that's it from my side. I'll fall back in the queue.
Sure.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mr. Shanky Bansal. An individual investor, please go ahead.
Hello, I'm audible.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on good set of numbers. I just want to know that in the previous call, management has guided that at optimum utilization, UAE plant can generate a revenue of 300 crore. And we have seen that in September quarter, company has already reported a top line of 76 crore from UAE plant. So can we assume that we are at already close to peak utilization in UAE? So any chance of brownfield or greenfield capex in UAE?
No. So we had given 235 crore guidance for the UAE for 25-26. Yes, the overall capacity on a full capacity, it can generate up to 350 crore.
Yes, so that is what I am asking, that in this quarter we have generated 76 crore from UAE.
Correct.
So I want to just ask that whether we are at maximum or the peak utilization of UAE plant, or is there any chance of greenfield or brownfield capex in UAE?
So we are doing one brownfield capex, like we are adding one more tempering line. It is expected to start the first quarter onwards. We have already placed the orders and get implemented by the last quarter. So that will enhance our tempering capacity, and by that we can go more than 400 crores overall.
Understood. And what is the order book in UAE right now?
More than 60 million AED.
60 million. Okay. And since in this quarter, the India business is at historical lower margin, I believe maybe because of Blastech since it is a distressed acquisition. So just want to know that when Blastech will, when you guys have a strategy that Blastech can contribute meaningfully into our EBITDA and when it will be break-even?
So we are expecting that fourth quarter should be a positive for Blastech on EBITDA.
Fourth quarter. Okay. Okay, understood. Thank you very much and best of luck for future. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mr. Rohit from Vijit Global Securities Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for the follow-up question. I wanted to understand the opportunity size in the railway segment. If you could share some numbers on the total addressable market there and what kind of revenues it can contribute in, let's say, 6 months' time going forward.
So as of now, we'll not be able to give any guidance on the railway contribution in our total revenue because this is still under the initial stage. So right now only we have done very minimal business with the railway. We are also exploring on that front.
And any addressable market? Any number on that?
Market size of the railway supply?
Yes, yes.
10,000 crore.
10,000 crores.
500 crores, sorry.
500 crores.
Oral glass is only 500 crore plus.
Okay, sir. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Mr. Subhanu from Three Head Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for opportunity again. Sir, can you tell me segment-wise margin, like how much percentage come from IG, Top 20 and Laminated in H1 FY26?
The overall margin we will see as an EBITDA percentage. So
sorry. My mistake. My mistake. Hello.
Yes.
Sir, I wanted to understand segment-wise revenue breakup. How much percentage come from IG, Top 20 and Laminated?
So our in both the the UAE maximum comes from
console basis.
From the UAE comes from IG. So our most 90% business is from the IG. 10% from the laminate glass. India, the laminate glass contributes almost 35%.
Okay.
And solid, that is a toughened glass, approximately 50%.
Okay.
IG around 15 to 20%.
And sir, which segment have high margin in both UAE and
is concerned, we're having a better margins because this comes under the value addition further and the laminate also. Overall, in categorizing these three products, IG will have a better margins. And then the whatever Blastech we have in digital printing glass, that also contributes better margin apart from all this.
That means from FY27 onward, our margin will be improved because Blastech EBITDA will be break-even.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And best of luck.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mr. Nirav Shah from Jeet Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes.
Thank you, sir, for giving me an opportunity. Sir, I am having two questions. The first one is, recently Sejal Group has expanded into Sejal Reality SRA project at Goregaon. So is company targeting to move into this redevelopment projects or the new projects going forward? And how this will also impact on the numbers front going future?
So as far as real estate is concerned, so there is a
In Sejal Group, we have a four or five businesses. Sejal Glass is not in the real estate business. It's totally different. Sejal Glass focus is in the glass only. Other business, glass and related product only.
Okay.
Reality is a different entity altogether.
Understood. Understood. My next question is, can we get a separate result view for the UAE business of Sejal Glass? The financials, financials for the UAE business?
Hold and standalone, both are in the...
Hello, sir, your voice is not audible, sir.
1 minute.
Yeah, so we are giving a standalone and a consolidated result. So standalone is completely for India operation and consol is India plus UAE. And for March 25, we had already uploaded on our website the separate financials for the UAE company.
Okay, as I was going with the website of the company, the data was not available.
So for March 25, we had already uploaded.
Because it's showing me is that available is for the last financial year 23-24.
I will check if there is some glitch on this. We will check back.
Okay. And my next question is any further capex plans for the financial year 26-27 or 27-28 in the pipeline of the company?
Yeah, just a minute.
So. Regarding the capex plan, so
yes,
there is a capex, one is a brownfield little bit of investment in UAE, number one. Number two, this re-engineering at this Taloja plant, all machinery re-engineering. There will be little bit investment in also Erode unit, so head expansion for this thing. Three, there will be a little bit investment also in the facade division, which we recently started. So there is a good order book position. So there will be little bit. And we are also working on one of the acquisition. Maybe after 1 month that will be right now due diligence is going on. Hello?
Okay. Okay. And is there any terms of the amount wise, quantum wise, is it as planned? What capex will be incurred and how the funds will be mitigated?
We have already submitted, give you all detail regarding the segment-wise or the unit-wise investment, capex and opex both.
Okay. And one more question, sir. How does our Sejal Glass products get differentiated or a USP from the other marketplace where we get an edge over the business?
One thing... One is the quality, number one. Number two, the material what we use that gives us the final good product. Number two, there is a reliability for the big projects that supply will come on time because building schedules are on track and lot of corporates now are the real estate developers. So for them, the quarterly results and quarterly completing the project is a very important. So glass is the major material for their, you know, facade and ornamenting the building. A very key, you know, material. So our major, you know, reliable supplier, and we have a 3 unit or the 4 unit. Suppose there is a breakdown in 1 unit, but the our supply, you know, chain will not get disturbed because of this. And we are technologically very advanced because we have all European technology. Plus, being we were in the float glass manufacturer, and we have a UAE operations, so we have a age over the exposure, the technological exposure, market exposure. And recently we have also, you know, tie up with the Saint-Gobain, so, you know, material advantage, timely getting the material, number of sizes, yield, and the quality support from the Saint-Gobain factor. And secondly, being we are listed, so our, you know, criteria, SOP, operating SOP, governance and reliability of the people, good trained staff, skilled operators at the plant level. So this is all advantage which all other peers doesn't have this advantage.
Okay. And sir, do we have order, in terms of order, when a company procures any order, so it is by tendering route, or how it gets to the company?
Certain government contract projects the tender, but we are not supplying directly because the importer or the fabricator are the client for us. And directly, you know, B2B, we discuss with the developer, we discuss with the approach to the architect, who are the influencer, that this product is good, this product is good.
Okay. And the product which is manufactured domestically and which is manufactured in UAE, so how it is cost competitive, means what is India project manufacturing gets cheap, or UAE has a chip, so it gets added advantage to the business?
See, there is a one area, our cost in India, there is a people cost, there is a difference. And the basic raw glass is a operating price as per national level. Like, you know, UAE, there is a little bit of difference. And India, there is a little bit of difference. And we are getting, you know, like for our process and our value added, better realizations in UAE, but at the same time, there is a cost is very high.
Okay, so the expansion what is getting planned in UAE, whether it can be focused into domestic area, so where the cost of production is also lowered and margins are higher?
There is a two things. First, fundamentally, we cannot, you know, plan manufacturing here and sell to Dubai or Dubai. Big time. How to deliver, you know, in 10 days, 15 days, 20 days once the size is coming.
Okay.
Yeah, and clearance and other part. And certain, you know, glass product, which is a coated or color glass, which is not for the same market, same product.
Okay.
And the domestic expansion, what we are planning or we are spreading, that is looking to the regional expansion. Regional demand growing.
Okay.
South India is growing, North India, Gurgaon and all market is growing. Other two-tier city like Surat, Nagpur, Indore, Ranchi, or Jaipur, they are growing. And you know, like this Viksit Bharat, all concept, new 8 cities are now getting this. All railway, metro cities, metro stations are coming at all two-tier, three-tier metro cities. So all infrastructure like, you know, cruise terminals, airports, hotels, hospitals, data centers, everywhere there is a glass.
Okay. In terms of, sir, export, where is the maximum contribution coming from, which countries?
Right now, our UAE, Dubai operations is 90% is from the UAE market, 6 states, including certain GCC, Bahrain, Qatar, all. Now we started Africa, so Africa will take around 10-15% our shares of the production. And thereafter, this...
Sorry, I couldn't able to hear you because the voice was not clear. The last
Africa, Africa market, now we have started penetration.
Okay.
We have started. So I think gradually after 3 to 4 quarters, there will be a 10% and above market share for the Africa and 5% for the Europe market also from our production. The market, which we are now 90%, will be 75%.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you. Thank you for answering all the questions. I wish the management all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Mr. Yash from Bianch. Please go ahead.
Oh, hi. Am I audible?
Hello.
Hi. Am I audible?
Yes, yes.
Hi. So regarding the recent announcement, the partnership with Saint Gobain, can we talk about what is the expected order pipeline size and what is the total achievable business that we are targeting from this relationship. Of course, it's a wonderful development, but trying to quantify this and figure out, you know, what is a total business that can be achieved from this partnership, and whether we have the capacities to also service the pipeline coming in.
Two things. Supply of the material, pro glass.
Sorry, your voice is breaking up.
Now is okay?
So our much better now.
Our agreement is for a supply of glass, clear glass, mm-hmm. reflective and tinted glass. And mm-hmm. secondly, supporting in the market activity. So, you know, we have not quantified or discussed that how much, you know, order will be coming from the Saint-Gobain. But our own marketing department and sales department are working together on the project and everything. And our target is, you know, to fulfill full our capacity. Like, for example, the two plant which we have recently acquired, our capacity calculations is around 200 crores turnover yearly from that plants. 100 crores a plant. So, that domestic we have to reach about 300 crore. Directly support will come from the Saint-Gobain. But already we are in the, our team is there. So that will be the added advantage for the with the Saint-Gobain. Going in the market and, you know, reaching more architects, more facade consultants, more developer.
Okay. And this, since the last 1 year, is there a number that we have? Our sales and marketing team, how much has it grown by in terms of size and operations?
People? What you are talking, growth is visible on the turnover. Last year,
My question was just on the total size, the number of employees that are now there in the sales and marketing side compared to the last few quarters. How much has that increased by? How much has our team expanded by, if at all?
With the acquisition of GlassTech, there is 8 people added on the sales and marketing, and we have around 6 people. Now we are 14 people plus there is a customer care department, tech office.
Okay, and is there a plan to expand this further, the number of personnel in sales marketing, given that now Saint-Gobain is here and we have large orders to execute?
We will expand two way. One, for the current areas which we are there, Mumbai, all MMRD area in Gujarat, but certain area where we have no full time, like we will, you know, go in market, we will go in Nasik, Nagpur, we'll go in Bangalore market, Ahmedabad, Surat, all this area. So definitely, we are now already in a, you know, search for the good people for the sales and marketing.
Right. And sorry, just to clarify, just before this point, you had mentioned that the two plants will give 200 crores. Which plants are you referring to?
One is Erode and one is Taloja.
Erode and Taloja. And how much is that giving us now? Sorry.
Now we are at 20%. The last quarter we did 11 crore. Actually, it should be 15.
Okay, so is it just clarifying this number again. So at 20%, we're doing 11 crores.
We have done 11 crore last quarter.
Okay. And that 11 crore has come at what utilization percentage?
Some of the product are at 5%, some of the product at 12%.
Okay, so utilization wise 5 to 12% range, we have done 11 crore.
34% utilization, Taloja, percent, and IG is a
26%. So sorry, but your voice is breaking up.
See, Taloja for the insulated glass 26% utilization, laminated glass 6% utilization, and toughened glass 34% utilization. Whereas for the Erode Tamil Nadu plant, insulated glass is 2% utilization, there is no lamination product, and the toughened glass is 12% utilization.
Okay, and both combined have done 11 crores.
Can you repeat?
Both combined have done 11 crores top line. That's what you said, no?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
Yeah, now we have only, we will take one question now.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. We have reached the end of the question answer session. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Ganesh for closing remarks.
Thank you everyone for joining the conference call of Sagel Class Limited. If you have any further queries, you can write to us at research@kiranadvisors.com. Once again, thank you everyone for joining the conference.
Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Kirin Advisor Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.